When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown,
in, book! Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it's three, Jason McCleskey, touchdown, they take the lead with 3 seconds.
Patterson.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 204. I mean, this is it, man. Joe, I mean, we made it. I mean, I'm not going to say we made it, but, like, this is it. One more week, and we're picking games for that weekend. Like, this is it, Joe. We're almost there, baby.
We have 2 weeks, really. Week zero is good.
But there's games, Joe. There's real games next weekend.
There are real games that just wet the palate. But, you know, Labor Day weekend is when we really buckle it up.
I agree.
That's where it is. That's,
but there's money to be made next week, Joe.
Of course, without a doubt. You know, but at the end of the day, it's like sporadic coverage. We'll get a game at 1:00. And then it's like, okay, next game is like 7:00. You know, it's good, but we're still in that summer mode. Let's throw summer away. Let's go straight to the orange pumpkin spice coffee. Let's get a little nip in the air. Let's be like 30 degrees. I'm tired of this humidity. Let's get it on. Where is fall? Fall is football. That's what I need.
I agree with you, believe me, especially with the weather in the Northeast today. I would gladly take a little fall football weather, a little tailgate weather, you know, something where you get up in the morning, Joe, a little breeze out there, a little wind,
yes.
You fire up the grill, you get the cooler out. I mean, that's just what we need right now. Here's what we got today, Joe. We're going to get into the SEC. That's right, the Southeastern Conference, the supposed best conference in the land, Joe. We will start to go through teams' win totals for that. I will start today, of course, with some headlines. Story in The Athletic this morning, Joe, from Nicole Auerbach, that says sometime next week, possibly, we're going to get this announcement from the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12 of some kind of arrangement that the three conferences are going to make with each other. And apparently, Joe, according to that article that I read, it might involve even things more than just them playing each other. You know, and just on that surface alone, Joe, I love it, because if you can guarantee me, especially since they're all going to have the same amount of teams in each conference, give or take, 12, 14, etc., that every Pac-12 team is going to play one out-of-conference Big Ten, one out-of-conference ACC, Big Ten's going to play an ACC Pac-12, and vice versa. I'm all in for that, Joe, if that's the kind of thing that we get out of this.
Oh, can you imagine Ohio State, Florida State? That would look great on the screen, yeah. Right, in terms of that? Yeah, let's do it. I am all about the product. I hate the off-the-field stuff. I really do, in terms of, you know, the conference affiliations. We have to talk about it. I'm all about the final product. If it makes the final product better, that's what I care about. You know, it's great from a reporting standpoint, but I'm about the X's and the O's and breaking down the actual game. I love the game. I love everything that it encompasses. And if we get these top 25 matchups each and every Saturday, oh, baby, you know? Oh, Nelly, oh, baby. That's what I say, because it's going to be amazing. Clemson potentially at Oregon. Clemson at Ohio State. I mean, the list goes on and on about the games that we can potentially watch. That's what I'm all about.
No, it's true, and there's a lot of ways you can look at it. Even for the middle and the lower rung teams, Joe,
exactly.
In these conferences, it's big. Now, I don't know how they would do it. In terms of, you know, you're always going to have best. I'm sure they're going to rotate it around in some sort of fashion where everybody's going to play everybody. So you'll still get, you know, Ohio State eventually getting a crush, Arizona or Oregon State or something like that.
Bashing Arizona. How dare you?
By the way, I will say this. We forgot to do Arizona's. I'm not even going to say we forgot. We left them for last for the Pac-12, Joe. We don't even have to break the schedule down. Let's just give everybody to it easy. Go take the under in Arizona.
They have the best. They have the best uniforms, though. They're going back to the Desert Swarm days. Love it with Joe Levy.
Even if you get a 1.5 total for the Arizona Wildcats, Joe, can we both say we're not even going to look at the schedule today. We're jumping into the SEC when we come back. But we could say without even looking that we would take the under, even at 1.5. Would we take the under for Arizona? You'd probably find a way to take the over with two.
I would. I'm always about optimism. I see the glass half full, and it's Chuck Levy. I said Joel Levy. That was a former college roommate of mine, but that's besides the point. Chuck Levy and Teddy Bruschi back in the days of Desert Swarm. But we'll see. They have a major rebuild there. Put it that way.
All right, 2.5, though, is the number. Just, I wanted to get it right. It's 2.5, and the reason why it's 2.5, because they do play Northern Arizona. They won't lose another game. I'm playing the under 2.5. Not a serious breakdown for the Arizona Wildcats. That's how I'm looking at it, Joe. They stink. They are the worst team in the Pac-12. But as I was saying, I think that it'll be some kind of a rotational basis. I don't know if you'll get Ohio State playing, you know, Oregon and Clemson every year. I'm sure that they won't do that. But it's more games. It's no more, you know, less cream puff games. That's the kind of stuff that I love, Joe, about it. And if there's any more bonuses to it, where they're going to try to take down the SEC in some way, have their own voting block in the college football playoff, whatever it is, Joe, I'm cool with it too. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, we are here with you. When we come back, SEC win totals, baby. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Let's roll right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. Audio Boom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, and we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, it is time for our last Power 5 conference in terms of going through all the teams and getting the win totals, and that is the SEC, home of the defending national champion, Alabama Crimson Tide. Home in a few years to Oklahoma and Texas. Home to, Joe, what many do consider to be the best conference in the land.
It is. It is. Hands down. And the marquee games in the land. Just go back. I mean, I could go through the most memorable games that we have watched in history of college football. And, yes, Miami and Florida State are some of the most recognizable games in terms of that. But also in the SEC. I mean, we had the 7-overtime game between Arkansas and Kentucky with Jared Lorenzen and Matt Jones back in 03. I mean, the list goes on and on. I could tell you games upon games upon games that is just stand out in history for me, and that's why it's hands down the best landscape in college football and hands down the best football in terms of players moving on to the NFL. Yes, I said it.
So let's start, as we usually do, with the team that is favored to win it, and that is Alabama. They are your preseason number one. They are coming off a national title. Nick Saban wants to sell you that this is a rebuilding year. We know not to be that silly, Joe. There's never a rebuilding year at Alabama. It's just reload every single year. Heisman winners and first-round picks go out the door. Future Heisman winners and first-round picks enter it. So let's look at my Alabama. Just like the other top five teams, heavy total, 11.5. If you're betting the over, you're betting an undefeated regular season. So let's just look at it, Joe. Is there any game on this Alabama schedule that they could potentially lose? I think there's three. Yeah, let's see if we have the same three. I'll tell you the three that I got.
All right, so my three are, I think there's always a potential week one, obviously, with a new coaching staff, with Bill O'Brien taking over, and not a new coaching staff, but a new coordinator. You have a new starting quarterback in Bryce Young. You have new wide receivers. You have a new running back, even though Brian Robinson has been there. There's the potential for a slip-up. And De'Ara King is that mobile quarterback that presents a challenge to the Alabama defense, right? The MO has always been, you need a mobile quarterback to beat Alabama. Right now, they played Louisville a couple of years ago as a 31.5-point favorite with Juwan Pass. That was supposed to be Lamar Jackson, but he moved on to the NFL. So we never really got to see that matchup. If you look at, you know, Johnny Manziel abused the Alabama defense. He got the victory. Just go back and look at the quarterbacks that have had success in terms of knocking off the Crimson Tide. Joe Burrow, a mobile quarterback. He's not De'Arik King mobile, but he had great pocket presence, right? To break contain. Same type of situation. And when I broke down the stats, listen, last year Alabama allowed three opponents to pass for over 300 yards. And you go, you know, 300's nothing. Okay, well, it was Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and it was Kyle Trask in Florida. They didn't cover two of the three. They didn't cover against Ole Miss, and they certainly didn't cover against Florida in the SEC championship game. So I think that Miami game could be tricky, even though Alabama's won 19 straight. So keep an eye out for that. And I'll say this. They are 43-3 since 2016 straight up against SEC competition. So it's Miami for me, Florida, the game in the swamp, and LSU is the three trip-ups.
I actually have different ones than you, believe it or not. I don't agree on Miami. I just think that they will... that they're going to win that game. Maybe I'm selling De'Arik King and the Cane short. I've seen Alabama, Joe, steamroll too many teams in that opening week game, neutral site game. I think it'll happen again. And I'm not as sold on Florida. The three for me are at Texas A&M. Now, they have owned Texas A&M. There's no question about that. But it's a road game. They're going down to Kyle Field. I'm going to say that there's at least a chance maybe Jimbo's guys can have their best day that day and beat them. The other one, I'm going to go with LSU as well. I'm with you. LSU, if there's a team that's going to maybe compete with them this year. Now, the game is in Tuscaloosa. That's a little tough. But we got to put it on there at least as a game maybe potentially they could lose. And I always have to put the Iron Bowl, Joe. I know that Auburn stinks this year, and we're going to get to them in a little bit. But the fact that they have to go there this year, silly things can happen. I don't expect a Nick Saban team, or at least usually a Nick Saban disciplined team, that they would have a problem going in there, but I have to at least put it on the watch list. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was going to mention the Iron Bowl, too, but new head coach in Brian Harsin has two great coordinators in Mike Bobo and Derek Mason, so we'll see. We'll see. It's always a possibility. Veteran team in terms of nucleus with Bo Nix, TJ Finley, Sean Shivers, Tank Bigsby. There is some talent on the Plains.
Let's just look at it this way, Joe. Like, honestly, I'm trying to find your better way. They're minus 160 to win the SEC. I was going to say, if you're going to bet they're over, you're betting them to go undefeated, you can bet them to win the conference. But it's actually better to bet them to go undefeated. You're getting a little bit of plus money, at least, on that side. I'm not going to go near this. I'm going to give the same excuse, Joe, I gave with Ohio State and Clemson and Oklahoma and Georgia. I'm not playing an 11.5 total. I'm just not doing it. So this is a pass for me, Joe.
No, the risk-reward in terms of it's not there. Yeah, you have one of the, if not the best team, right? AP ranked number one. But at the end of the day, there could always be an injury or something that occurs where one loss and you're done with that bet. That's the biggest thing, is that you need perfection. And even though they ran the table last year 13-0, they won their SEC games by 30.2 points per game, just one of the most dominant teams in college football that I have watched and witnessed last year. But they lose a ton of talent. Anything could happen on any given Saturday.
Let's now go, Joe, to Auburn, the in-state rival, of course, with Alabama. We mentioned the Iron Bowl before. Now, Auburn is very interesting. I see some sevens. I see a 7.5 at FanDuel. I see a 6.5 at Wynn. I'm seeing a bunch of different numbers for the Auburn Tigers. Now, of course, you're laying minus 135 to go over the 6.5. You're getting plus money to the over 7.5 at FanDuel. But we have ourselves a little bit of a range, Joe. And here's the deal with Auburn. I mean, they got three out of conference games. They're going 3-0. I mean, Akron, Alabama State, and Georgia State. I mean, that's three, bang, right out of the gate, Joe. We both don't believe that they're going to fare very well in Happy Valley, but it should be a good game. I don't think they're going to win it. They do go to LSU. They play Georgia at Arkansas, home Ole Miss, at Texas A&M, home Mississippi State, at South Carolina, home Alabama. Out of the SEC games, Joe,
Right.
You know, I guess South Carolina, anybody else you want to give them an advantage over? Mississippi State
they
maybe?
Beat up pretty okay. bad last year on the road okay. in Starkville. I was on that game. It was close early. Second half, they just wore them down. Tank Bigsby and the crew. And Bo Nix found some playmakers deep in that ball game. So I would say they fare pretty well.
And they lost to South Carolina last year.
Yeah, but that was the second game of the year. Bo Nix had a really, I mean, he blew that game. He blew that game. I don't even want to go there in terms of how he blew it, but he blew it. But that's besides the point. Ole Miss, they pulled that game out. Seth Williams had a big touchdown reception in the last 30 seconds of that ball game, believe it or not. A catch and run to propel them 30-28. They traditionally play Ole Miss very well. So, you know, even though Matt Corral is the better quarterback, from a physicality standpoint, Ole Miss just hasn't been able to match up well with Auburn recently. So you would give the edge to Auburn in that matchup as well. So there's six right there.
Yeah.
You have a new coach in Shane Beamer in South Carolina, too. So that's another reason.
It's close. It's very close with the 6.5. The 7.5, no way. I mean, I would never play that FanDuel number at over 7.5. I don't think they can get to 8 wins. They got 4 games. I don't think they can win on this schedule. All right, we'll keep going with Auburn and a few more teams in the SEC. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We keep rolling right after this as Joe Lisi tries to find an over for Auburn.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. What's the final verdict here on Auburn, Joe? Where are you going to go?
You know, Auburn's been very close to my heart over the last couple of years. You know, and Bo Nix and the crew let me down last year.
That means they've won you a lot of tickets. Let's just translate.
They hurt me some tickets last year.
Well, last year, but you said in recent history they've been good to you, which means they've won you some tickets as well.
Well, long term, you see, I played them on a futures last year to win the SEC West because of the consistency of those wide receivers, you know, Bo Nix, and terrible. They come right out of the gate, that South Carolina. But I did have them big, meaning it was one of my best bets that weekend when that they played LSU, that they dominated 48-17. I mean, Bo Nix and Seth Williams, Schwartz, they broke out in a big way in that matchup and picked them against Miss State. So there are certain spots that I won money with them, especially the week one game where they laid 8 over Kentucky. Week one, all the sharps. Oh, yeah, Kentucky. Everybody was Kentucky. And then all you needed to know is you never go broke betting on smoke. Smoke Monday. And the crew stepped up.
I got to tell you, I'm going to, I think I'm going to play this under, Joe. I'm going to play Auburn to the under this year.
See, I'm going to recommend, for me, it's a no play for the futures. I want to see how this coaching staff comes out of the gate.
Yeah,
I want to see, meaning this, it's a new coaching staff. We don't know. I know what Brian Harsin did in Boise.
Yeah,
but
they
he
regressed.
Has two solid coordinators. So
they
that's,
regressed
that's,
in Boise.
Right.
That's what
correct.
He did.
Right, exactly. But does he hand over control and give it to those coordinators that actually have coached in the league? Now, Derek Mason was horrible with Vanderbilt in terms of his tenure there. Couldn't win a big game. Couldn't even step up on the defensive side of the ball. It's one thing if your offense is terrible, right? But when you're a defensive-minded coach and you're like a sieve, you're giving up 400 rushing yards to, like, South Carolina and Kentucky, come on. Come on,
the only thing that scares me about playing this, and I would love to play this under 6.5 at plus money. I mean, I would love to do it. Obviously, the better play is to go to FanDuel and play the under 7.5 and lay a little juice. The three games scare me because they're going to get 3 guaranteed wins. If they didn't have 3 guaranteed wins like Akron, Alabama State, and Georgia State on the schedule, I'd feel a lot better about it. But I just don't like that aspect of it, Joe. That part of the schedule hurts me. So Auburn, lean under for me. Maybe play the under 7.5, not the under 6.5. Ole Miss now. Ole Miss is getting some steam, as we know, because they have Lane Kiffin as their head coach. In the coaches' poll, they were actually ranked 25th. So that's a nice little feather in their cap to start the year. We know that last year they were able to score a ton of points, but they also gave up a ton of points. Let's see what we have for numbers. Pretty consistent. 7.5, Joe. No changes anywhere. 7.5 FanDuel. So let's look at what we have here for Ole Miss.
Easy schedule.
Not easy at all.
There's a lot of discrepancy in terms of the schedule. I've heard people come out and say it's manageable, it's easy.
Well, I don't think it's that easy. Well, you don't think it's that easy, and here's why I'm going to say you don't think. And this is nothing. I'm just telling you why my guess as to why you don't think it's easy. They have 2 games on their schedule against teams that you go for the 2, Joe Lisi, are a lot higher on than most people. And those teams are Louisville and Tulane. You like those 2 teams. So you don't believe that those are going to be, quote-unquote, walk in the parks for Ole Miss either game.
No, because, you see, the problem is that Ole Miss, their defense gave up 530 yards per game. And even though they get returning starters back, it's a physicality perspective. Are they going to be much more physical in year 2? I need to see it to believe it. And then they were 5-5 last year. Who did they beat, really? Can somebody tell me who they beat? They beat Indiana with a backup quarterback, Jack Tuttle. If Michael Penix was there, do they win that game?
No.
I mean, let's be honest now. Let's call it for what it is. They beat up on South Carolina. They beat up on Vanderbilt. They lost to Arkansas. They got blown out by Arkansas in Fayetteville where Corral threw 3 picks. So, I mean, let's look at it and call it for what it is. I see a lot of people, oh, yeah, they were great. They were? Really? Okay, who'd they beat? Because I didn't see, but because they put up 48 on Bama, everybody thinks this was an lethal team. Now, they're right. Their offense cut Alabama's defense, but we also have to keep in mind, at that particular time, in terms of college football, Bama had a lot of inexperience, and on top of that, they were coming into their own. Bama's defense at that point was one of the worst in Nick Saban's tenure. They were giving up close to 54% third down conversions at the start of the year. They were giving up well over 100 yards rushing per game, which for years they've been under 100. So look at the progression of of that defense in week number 3 and 4 to where they were at the end of the year. So I don't put a lot of weight into that. Plus, Kiffin knew Saban, so he understood the tendencies. I guarantee you, if they played again, Saban will win that game by 28, 30 points.
Well, they will play Saturday, October the 2nd in Tuscaloosa is when Ole Miss and Alabama get together. Louisville, they play in the Labor Day night opener in Georgia, in Atlanta.
That's not an easy game with Malik Cunningham.
No, but the line's moving towards Ole Miss. It's up to like 9 now,
because they're getting a lot of steam because a lot of people like, because here's the thing. They look SEC,
they love
ACC.
They love
but we have to keep it into a perspective. Scott Satterfield is a very, very good coach. They underexceeded expectations last year. That team fell apart after Miami beat them in primetime, okay? But they played very close games. They played Notre Dame very close, lost that game 12-7. That's where they were catching 16 in a hook.
Awful game.
Yeah, I was on Louisville that day. But, but I'll just say, he is a very good coach, and we know that college football – a majority is won by the quarterback. That quarterback, Malik Cunningham, has the ability to go toe-for-toe with Matt Corral. Matt Corral might throw for 500. Malik might throw for 450 in that game. When you have a defense that gives up 500-plus, and you can't hold it in terms of defensive end play, Malik Cunningham might rush for 200 yards in that game.
Do you think that Hugh Freeze can win the
why
that
not? Why
Oxford,
not? Because you got Malik Willis. You see, that's the thing. We're talking about quarterbacks. Everybody thinks, oh, yeah, Ole Miss can score. Well, Liberty can score. Liberty's not going to fear Ole Miss. They put a beat down on Vatek and Syracuse and almost beat NC State, which is a physical defensive group. So you don't think that Malik Willis that played at Auburn can go up against Ole Miss's defense? See, that's how I break it down. I look at the quarterbacks first and then everything else. Can the quarterback keep them in that game? Of course they can.
I think that this is an under, Joe. I like the under for Miss.
I'm under on Ole Miss because they also have to play LSU, right? LSU, they're going to struggle against Auburn too, I think. But we'll give them LSU and Bama's two losses, right?
Will they win any of the three games against the three big teams? LSU, Alabama, and Texas A&M. Will they beat any of those three teams?
If anybody, I would say it's A&M because of the inexperience at the quarterback position.
Let's think about
it. But they have Isaiah Spiller.
I don't think they're beating any of those teams. So let's say they lose those three games. They're not as good as those three teams. That means that they have 9 games left.
Okay.
And these totals are 7.5. You got to win 8 of these 9 games.
Okay.
Kiffin will blow a couple of these games. You know it. They're not winning.
He can blow it week 1 against
Louisville.
They're
not winning 8 games.
Everybody loves Ole Miss. I like Louisville
it's
in that
under,
matchup as well.
And it's a good price. FanDuel's giving you under 7.5 at -105. An under. This team's not winning 8 games. I'm sorry. Not with their defense, Joe. Their defense is awful. That team's not winning 8 games. I just can't see it.
Jerrion Ealy is a very good running back, though. Keep an eye out for him. Mingo, the wide receiver, is pretty good, too. But they don't have the depth that they had last year. John Rhys Plumlee did move the former quarterback to wide receiver as well. So we'll see.
So there you go with Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. All right, Joe, this next team, we'll start them now. We'll finish it after the break. This is one of Joe Lisi's best bets of the year. He absolutely loves this team. He's got futures on him to possibly win the SEC East. The whole deal, their quarterback eats the peel of a banana. That's right, Joe. The Kentucky Wildcats, a Joe Lisi favorite coming into this year. I see 7s, Joe, across the board for Kentucky. 7 at FanDuel, 7 at DK. Pretty much a strong 7. Let's take a look at the Kentucky schedule and see if we can find a couple of edges here. Got to have some tough, you would think some tough games maybe. Who's their crossover games? That's always something interesting to me is who do they have to play out of the West this year? Mississippi State. Mississippi State and LSU. So those are the two crossover games. They have ULM, Missouri, Chattanooga at South Carolina. Good chance to go 4-0 out of the gate, Joe.
Exactly. Love it,
real
baby.
Good
love
chance.
It. 4-0.
And with a total of 7, and they got a good chance to go 4-0 out of the gate. They're home Florida, home LSU, at Georgia, at Miss State,
home Tennessee at Vandy, New Mexico State at home. Jeez, are you kidding me here, Joe? At Louisville.
Bye,
to
bye,
up. Wait
bye.
Wait a second here.
Bye.
4-0 to start. They've got a tomato can game in November against New Mexico State that's going to get them to 5-0. Vandy stinks 6-0. Tennessee stinks 7-0. They got to win me one other game, Joe. One other game to get this total.
Well, you just said South Carolina, right? Isn't that on
their
schedule?
That's 4-0. I put that as 4-0.
Oh, you put that
4-0.
That
was the first four games.
Miss State. Yeah. Miss State. Let's not forget Miss State. They picked off Costello six times last year. They won 27-2.
Right. Wow, the Wildcats. All right, college.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back more with Kentucky and other SEC win totals right here. College Football Full Circle rolls on after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, plant the flag here on the Kentucky Wildcats. We're going all in here. This is our...
Over.
This is one of our big pushes. We're all in. We're going to find ourselves a good price somewhere because I see a lot of heavy juice to the over. And rightfully so, by looking at this schedule. We're going to find which house has the best price, and me and you are shoving the chips in because we love this over for Kentucky, right?
Exactly, and we might as well sprinkle a little on them to win the SEC East.
Well,
I think they're the only team that has a shot outside of Florida and Georgia. I hate chalk. People don't understand. I look for teams that could potentially make it. You know, look for value. I told this all the time. My 13-year-old daughter can get up here and say that Georgia and Florida are the two best teams in the East, and Alabama is going to win the West. We need a rocket scientist to come up here and say that? No, we look for value of outside the favorites. Can another team do it based off the schedule and talent? That's what we're here for.
You're absolutely right. I will not be joining you on that to win the SEC East or win the SEC bet. You're not going to drag me in that far, Joe.
Okay.
I mean, you got me in the pool here with the over. You've talked me up.
You're in the kiddie pool. I'm going to get you into the deep end.
I'm in the kiddie pool, all right? I'm going in here with you on the Wildcats. I'm going to be lockstep with you the entire season rooting for them now. So I'm not in any kiddie pool whatsoever. I'm in the Joe Lisi Kentucky Wildcat pool for the 2021 season. All right, we'll stay in the SEC East, Joe, and let's go to Gainesville, home of the Gators and Dan Mullen, coming off a year where they did win the SEC East. They lose the title game to Alabama, and then they played absolutely nobody in that bowl game against Oklahoma and got themselves destroyed.
Let's see what we have for the Florida Gators. Nines, Joe. A lot of nines for the Gators coming to this season. What do we got in terms of schedule? We know that in a crossover they do have Alabama, which is very unfortunate for them.
It's good, though. I'm glad that at least Bama gets one tough game. I mean, outside that's the LSU game in Auburn, I mean, you know, it would be nice that they get one difficult game from the East.
So they got a total of nine. They're home Florida Atlantic at USF. Home Bama, home Tennessee, at Kentucky, home Vandy, at LSU. They play Georgia at the cocktail party in Jacksonville, as we know. At South Carolina, the standard SEC November tomato can game against Samford. At Missouri, and then they have home against Florida State, who, as we know, is very, very down this year. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, Joe, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 without a sweat. I don't know if that's fair or not. I'm giving Florida Atlantic, USF, Vandy, South Carolina, Samford, Missouri, and Florida State. I'm giving them those without a sweat. Should I not be doing that at Missouri, Joe? Should I not be doing Florida at Missouri as not a sweat for the Gators?
No, they did lose to Drew Locke in Missouri a couple of years ago when he was his last season there. It was the week after they lost to Georgia in the cocktail party. They were actually laying 5, Florida was, as a 5-point favorite to Drew Locke in Missouri. I remember Gabe Morenci and I watched that game on 34th Street a few years ago. So there is that potential, but most likely with Connor Bazelak, it's not going to happen.
Should I swap out as a gimme Tennessee for Missouri? Should I swap that out? Because they beat – now, it's a major rivalry game, which is why I'm always hesitant to do that, but I feel like the Vols have given them absolutely no competition in the last few years.
Yes. I mean, they're 1-15 over the last 16 meetings. The last time they won was back in 2016. They've lost, I believe, the last – 4 or 5 by 18.6 points per game, Tennessee. But, you know, the tempo, not seeing that Josh Heupel tempo, it's a rivalry game. That could be a potential for at least Tennessee to cover. They covered last year against Kyle Trask at home. It was a 31-19 win. It's so tough because do you believe in Emory Jones? That's going to be it. I don't believe in the Florida rushing attack. That's the problem. You know, you got Davis and Pierce there. The problem is that in big spots, in games that they need, that rushing attack has been non-existent. They put up 54 against Alabama in big spots. They did not run the football consistently, and that's a main reason why they lost 4 games last year. Go to those losses. They did not run the football consistently, put them into predictable long third downs, which put pressure on the quarterback, but more importantly, the offensive line. So, oh, man, but the schedule is favorable. It's there, Carver.
There's four, you know, games on this schedule that you have to circle for Florida, which is, of course, Alabama at home, at Kentucky, the cocktail party, and at LSU. I think if they split those 4 games, Joe, they can get this over. I think that's the way that you have to look at it. If they split those 4 games.
I think they are a 9 or a 10-win team. I do. It's just... I mean, we talked about the drop-off with Notre Dame, right? They were 8-4 last year. They had everything cooking. And then all of a sudden, the wheels fall off. You lose to LSU. You lose to Bama. You lose to Oklahoma. I know a lot of players opted out, but they lost 3 straight games at the end of the year. They have a tendency to lose their focus when they shouldn't.
So you're scared to go after you to play this number over because you think that it won't be there all year long.
I think they're 9-3, 10-2 tops. I don't think they are a playoff caliber team. I just don't. But we'll see what transpires.
I definitely don't think they're a playoff caliber team. But I think they have the type of schedule that could get them to 10. That's my thing with them. And now. They'd have to win. Listen, Kentucky, they usually beat Kentucky. I know Kentucky finally beat them for the first time in like 50 years, a couple of years ago. Man, Bama at LSU and Georgia.
So if we give them those 3 losses, then they're right on the number.
Then they can't get it. They're right on the number. And then they have to win every single other game for you to even push. That's very hard, Joe. Especially
it
when
is
you have
very
a new,
hard because,
when you have a new quarterback and you lost a lot of firepower from last year. They lost a lot of weapons off that team.
I'll play devil's advocate in the sense of it's two rivalry games, right? You lost LSU, you lost to Bama in the SEC championship. Now you get Alabama in your house. I believe they're a 14-point dog last time I checked in that matchup.
Yes.
14 points already. Already. I mean, we haven't seen a down in their 14-point underdogs.
Go to the window, Joe. I mean, Alabama's going to rack.
Yeah, this doesn't hark days of when Andrew Zhao and Sean Alexander were there and they pulled that game out back in the day in 01. Freddie Williams.
Sean, well, you're unbelievable, Joe. You really are. You come out with the great, with the old-time classics. I love it, Joe. That's what I love about you.
That was one of the best games in college football, start of the decade. Sean Alexander, remember? Number 37.
Believe that. I remember Sean Alexander very well. So we're gonna say that this is a very tough over to achieve. In fact, I might even, if I would probably, I think it's right on the number. It's a no play for me, Joe.
I see them as 9-3. I'm looking forward. I see Florida 9-3. I don't know. I just see that.
Okay. So fair enough. So Florida 9-3 for Joe, right on the number. Probably other ways to try to play them in terms of a future bet this year instead of this very chalky total. Tennessee, the Florida Gators, one of their big rivals, of course, Rocky Top. They've gone through a lot of changes over the last few years, but you just mentioned it. Think about it. They've got Heupel coming now from Central Florida. I mean, basically, they stole everybody from Central Florida, the athletic director, the coach. They took everybody out of Orlando, and they dropped them in to Knoxville to try to finally change some things up there. I feel like this number is high. I know that this team has some talent, Joe, but they don't win a lot of football games the last few years. We have a win total of 6. Wow, a little 6.5 over at FanDuel look at this under 6.5, Joe. -175.
That's crazy.
-175 under 6.5. The over 6.5 +150. Let's see what we have with the Vols. Bowling Green, Pitt, Tennessee Tech, at Florida, at Mizzou, home South Carolina, home Ole Miss, at Bama, at Kentucky, home Georgia, the Tomato Can game against South Alabama, and Vandy at home. Well.
All right. So let's think this through. I love them against Pittsburgh. Love them against Pittsburgh.
Well, you hate Narduzzi.
Too.
I know.
No, it's
you
not that I hate Narduzzi. It's styles and matchups. And I do feel that their style of play, where they're going to run quick tempo, can wear down a bigger, more physical defense like Pittsburgh, where they run them from sideline to sideline. And that's how you get big plays and chunk plays. So I do feel they're catching, I believe, 3.5 in that game. I like them as a home dog in that matchup. So I think they beat Tennessee Tech. They beat Pittsburgh. Who was their first game of the year?
Bowling Green.
They beat them, so they'll be 3-0. After the month of September, heading into Missouri. And Missouri's played them well.
They play Florida first. 3-0 heading into Florida. They go to Florida
lose to Florida. Now what?
At Missouri. Then you get Missouri and South Carolina.
Could they rebound after the rivalry week? I mean, I'm not wowed by Missouri in a
back-to-back road games.
Elijah,
you know,
Drinkwitz?
Back-to-back road games.
Let's give them a loss. Now we're at 3-2.
South Carolina at home.
4-2. Even though Shane Beamer's there, he's got Kevin Harris, some big play running back.
Shane. Let's see Shane win some games before we get high about Shane. Ole Miss at home.
They could beat Ole Miss.
Wow.
That's the thing. It's like, I mean, they're gonna probably score 40 on them, and it's anybody's game. I mean, I'm not, put it this way, I don't think Ole Miss is significantly better than Tennessee with Josh Heupel in terms of this. I don't care. It's just equal. Their defense is terrible, Ole Miss. Their defense is terrible.
All right, that's all right, fine. But we can't put that on one side of the ledger or the other. That's a very
swinging.
No,
we'll give them a loss to Ole Miss.
That's a swinging gate game. That's the kind of game that can really flip this total. At Alabama, at Kentucky, Georgia at home. That's a tough three-game stretch right there, Joe.
Well, Kentucky beat them for the first time in Knoxville since 84.
Right, but right? we just talked about how we're back in Kentucky big time here. So we don't want to see Kentucky losing to Tennessee because that's a game we need for that total. We can't have
We'll get it. I'm just saying I'm just throwing it out there what's on the table. We got to give both sides, right? You got to look through we're looking through orange glasses like we're hanging out on Cumberland Avenue, which I have done. But I will say Cumberland Avenue, the McDonald's is orange and white and nuts.
After those three tough games, they finish at home with South Alabama and Vandy.
They're winning those two games. So now what do we have? We have five wins under our belt.
No, I've got six, Joe. I got six. Bowling Green, Pitt, Tennessee Tech, South Carolina at home, South Alabama at home, and Vandy at home. Six wins.
I thought that's seven.
Six, Joe. Not Bowling right. Green, so Pitt, Tennessee Tech, South Carolina is four. The last two games, South Alabama and Vandy. That's six.
I think that's where we're at with them. I think they priced
them. But if we can find one more, we can get that +150 on the over at FanDuel. Yeah. Find one more win.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Joe Lisi says,
here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
No good. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver. And go for the two, Joe Lisi, right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back, Joe, the week one line of the day. Week one's almost here. We have to change the last segment in a couple weeks, Joe. College football full circle rolls on right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, it is time. The week one line of the day. And we will go with the Florida Gators, since we were just about them, and they open up in state against Willie Taggart and the Florida Atlantic Owls. -24.5 for the Gators at the Swamp. We've got a total, too, here, Joe, at win of 53.5 for this game. I mean, maybe the Gators can get that total by themselves, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not buying into Willie Taggart, okay? Willie Taggart, Florida Atlantic, that's great. Lay the wood with Emory Jones and the crew. I think this is a layup here for the week one early line. I think last year they struggled against Ole Miss and Matt Corral. They did not cover that week one line. Dan Mullen needs to start fast this year.
Yeah, and he's got the right team to do it against, Joe, let's be fair. You know, he doesn't have a very tough opponent coming into his building. He's got some new toys on offense that he needs to show off to everybody. This is the kind of game where you lay it down, you know, 56-17, you know, something like that, Joe. I mean, that seems like the type of score that I'm looking for in this game. So I actually do like the over because I think Florida can do it themselves. And I don't mind laying all that lumber at 24.5. I think that that's probably fair, and I'm ready to just put it, shove it all in, Joe. Let's go.
Wow, yeah.
Gators.
Didn't take much for Carver to push it all in. You looked at the cards and you said, you know what? I like what I got. I mean, all in on the Gators. I'm with you. I can't see Florida struggling in this matchup against just a weaker opponent in Florida Atlantic. And not to take away from the Owls or anything, but again,
we can take away from that. Joe, tremendous job as always, my man. I will see you next week. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you next week. Real football's coming, baby. Can't wait. See you then.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.